from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Fans, they don't like him.
Afternoons on the Score.
Yeah, we'll see if I mushed America. We'll get back to that whenever the game goes final.
I mean, did you say something about America like 40 years ago? Because it has felt mushed for a good long while here, frankly. Now, you weren't alive,
I'm
right?
Talking about important things like basketball.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, things that matter, Speaks, you know, that impact a lot of people.
And I love things that matter, especially from spring training.
Oh, it's my favorite. It's my favorite. Every year when spring training rolls around, I'm like, these are the days where you get into the business. You just can't get enough of it. So are you hard knocked out? Do you have anything else in your notebook here?
I got plenty.
You got plenty?
The Saban stuff was so great.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It just like, it's really thoughtful and excellent advice from Saban. And I like where you talked about what you need is a transformational leader, as opposed to a transactional leader. So Caleb needs to be a guy who doesn't just tell people they did a good job on a good play. He needs to be talking to them after a bad play. Like that kind of thing. I thought that was really cool. And then the simple thing that he said to Eberflus, which according to the way they edited it, he started doing, standing behind the quarterback. Standing behind the quarterback and watching everything from behind the quarterback's perspective so we can talk about it with him. Even if he, because quarterback's going to do most of his conversation with the offensive coordinator and with the quarterback coach, Kerry Joseph, not Corey Joseph. Nobody would think
good
that
job.
Mistake.
Yeah.
Thank you. But I like seeing Eberflus. So like the fact that Eberflus is an earnest dude who's like, I still got plenty to learn here.
I couldn't tell if the editing on that suggested that he wasn't behind the quarterback, and then he did after Saban said it, because it's pretty standard. Pretty standard for coaches to stand in that area behind quarterbacks in practice. So I didn't get the sense that that was a completely new thing.
Be a great follow-up for a media person to ask.
Yeah. And the other thing that I did talk about yesterday after the show, when Saban said, you know, it takes a while, but the expectations are for right now. And Flus was like, yeah, you know, there's development, and then there's improvement, and then there's mastery in year three. I don't know, man. Like, I'm not saying that there's not development and improvement still coming for C.J. Stroud. Obviously, there is. But
sure looked like mastery last year.
At times. And I want to know, this team's supposed to win. So I would be very interested in like a few follow-up questions with Flus on what you're saying, development, improvement, mastery, but you guys are supposed to win when he's developing. Which one is more significant? What are you putting the emphasis on? Mm-hmm. What is unfair? Are these expectations unfair? Do you think they're unfair? Because I don't think they are. I don't think a winning record or the playoffs or 4,000 yards or 25 touchdowns. I don't think that's unfair for the team or Caleb Williams.
I don't think all of those are in the same ballpark for me. Like if the winning, I don't think the winning is unfair. I don't think the playoffs is unfair. 4,000 yards, stats being as dependent as they are on game situation, and if the team is good and they can actually run the ball and they have a decent defense, they might not need to get as many yards.
But don't you think that Saban would say playoffs is a ridiculous exploit based on what he said in the episode? Playoffs with a rookie quarterback in a division that has the Packers and the Lions. Don't you think that Saban would say that is outsized and unrealistic for a rookie quarterback based on how he was delivering that message to Flus. So
I don't know, but that's such a team goal, though. I'd be interested to hear how Saban would delineate what is a team goal and what is really a quarterback goal. You know?
Yeah.
Because I think we lose that, and like I mean, quarterback wins are often silly as a stat.
Of course, and
that is true during the course of a full season. And the only reason that we're allowing ourselves to be excited about the possibility of playoffs is because of the completeness of the roster. That it's not like rookie has to come in and transform everything. And if there's going to be articles saying that he transformed everything, but the defense is playing well and the receivers are good and everything, I'll be pushing back hard on this idea that quarterback transformed everything in this case.
We'll have an idea, though. There will be an eye test component to that.
Yes.
An eye test component to that.
And that eye test component that we're going to get to live through contextually is going to matter a hell of a lot more to me than whether it's 3,600 yards or 4,000 yards.
Yeah, I agree with you. Andy is in Wisconsin. What's up, man? You're on the Score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Two quick things. From the Hard Knocks, one of the favorite takeaways I had was when Caleb said to DJ, he goes, "You find green grass and I'll find you." I thought that was outstanding. But going back to the last caller, he was a little upset about Flus's hair. I look at the whole Flus thing as refreshing. I'll tell you guys why quick, because he noticed that he had a change, you know, when it came to his press conferences, you know, because he knew that he was not a good representation in a press conference. So we made a huge effort to change it. Our past coaches like Nagy never would change. Now, he also changed his hair because of his wife, whatever the case is, but also recognition that change has to happen.
Yes.
And I just think, guys, that is so refreshing as a Bears coach, and I'm so looking forward to this season and just want to hear what you guys think about that. Thanks a lot, and go Bears.
It's a great point because it's not just refreshing for Bears coaches. It's refreshing for men in their 40s and 50s.
Change, it's a sign of emotional intelligence, adaptability, all that stuff.
And we watched Matt Nagy stay exactly the same dude with the same football belief systems the entire time he was here. And it made us all crazy and made his press conferences freaking death because he was so full of his own brand of Hungarian stubbornness. Yes, dude, Flus, absolutely. I mean, I told you, I remember when Mully at one point early last year was like, who's coaching up the coach? Somebody has coached up the coach in terms of how he presents and how he talks about things. And good for him for knowing he needed to do that. That's part of the job. And if the wife steps up and helps with, you know, as your personal stylist, I mean, look, I have a wife who's also my personal stylist, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
and you look good.
Does your wife help you as your personal stylist?
This is all natural, buddy. This is all my vision.
Didn't she help though with your Colin Cowherd filling outfits?
I'm being facetious. Yes, of course. Yeah, she picked the shirts for the Colin Cowherd appearances.
Yes.
Yeah, she tells me how long she likes my hair.
They're better at this stuff than us.
Oftentimes, yes.
You know,
that is the case.
Longtime Score listeners will remember this really kind of jackass facial hair thing that I had going on. You remember my
man cow?
Oh, your soul patch?
Yeah, my
soul patch and goatee.
Yeah, my soul patch chin tee. It was like a chin tee. It wasn't a full goatee. I was committed to it. I went with it for a long time, and now I do not go with it. And I think I've reached a better thing.
Yeah, yeah, you look good.
Much more natural thing.
Yeah.
So
where's the hat though?
Where is that hat?
that did not last very long.
It didn't.
Who
it didn't.
Got to you?
Nobody. It's just hard to wear when you're riding a bike. When you're riding a divvy bike.
Right. When you're wearing Sonys.
It's hard to wear in here when you're wearing Sonys.
Yeah.
So. But
I
haven't worn it in other circumstances that much either.
Oh,
no,
it was a phase.
A Cub game here a couple times.
I wore it to breakfast a couple of times.
Oh, God, you can't get a bowl of soup for that hat then.
You know what you're reminding me of? Jay Zawoski once told me that he texted Rick Camp and said, "Hey, Speegs is a vegan now." You know, and that didn't last either.
No, it didn't. Well, yeah. At home,
you try things though.
I try things.
You're very phasey.
Yeah.
I'm a little phasey, but I'm looking to improve.
Okay.
You know?
Constantly searching for improvement,
yes.
Adaptability.
Yeah,
you don't always stick with the things that you try.
Sometimes they're terrible ideas.
So the hat
being
just sits
a vegan, a, being a vegan was a terrible idea.
One of your worst.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not good for your health either.
Is that like, true?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea.
It's not, not good for your appetite or your enjoyment of life.
Restaurants.
Yeah, no disrespect to the vegans out there, but you guys are all doing it wrong.
Chicago Diner's real good as a vegetarian vegan
totally
spot.
Totally agree.
Really good.
Totally
I like seitan in the right setting. I like jackfruit.
Well, you pray to seitan.
Yeah, that's your hero.
You have a shrine to seitan in the office.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean the former hockey player, Miroslav Seitan.
Of course. Seitan draft?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I'll take the devil.
Oh,
I got him
man.
Number one overall.
What a power.
I got Bernstein.
Oh. Ooh. I mean, honestly.
Oh, God.
Excellent work, boys. Excellent, excellent, excellent work. Bears Report with Mark Grody. What the hell is going on with Nate Davis? He'll give us his answer coming up in 20 minutes. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.